Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo is warning that the state will pursue legal action if Congress does not send $15 billion in unrestricted COVID aid to New York. The governor laid out two proposals today during his fiscal year 2022 budget speech, one for $15 billion in federal aid and another for $6 billion. He also used the address to, again, complain about federal tax rules.
We pay in every year $22 billion more than we get back. Other states receive more than they pay in. Virginia, Kentucky, Florida, Maryland. That's why I love when they talk about their low taxes. Yeah, your taxes are low because New York is subsidizing your taxes.
The governor says if New York only gets $6 billion in COVID aid from Washington, it will have to borrow, raise taxes, and slash state spending for local governments and social services. The U.S. death toll now from the virus has topped 400,000. This is New York City issues another warning about the dwindling vaccine supply.
Mayor de Blasio's take on the trickling number of doses available in New York City.
This is crazy. This is not the way it should be.
His honor says he's only working with a limited supply.
Right now, we had a small supply come in today or coming in today, 53,000 doses, leaving us with only 116,000 for the week ahead.
And he says he can run out of vaccine by Thursday, meaning he'd have to cancel appointments starting Friday. The mayor is pinning his hopes on the Biden administration, which promises more shipments and vaccination sites and 100 million doses in the next 100 days. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Pfizer's gotten back to Governor Cuomo on his request to purchase vaccine doses directly. That's not good news either. They say they would need federal approval, but added they're open to it if HHS agrees. In New Jersey, officials say people who've already received their first dose will be able to get the second shot on time. At the same time, they cannot promise when others will be able to get the first one. A new Siena College poll finds a majority of New Yorkers want to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Pollster Steve Greenberg spoke to 1010 Wins.
Two-thirds, more than two-thirds, 69% say they do plan on getting the vaccine. 27% say they do not plan on getting it. So if we put those two together, essentially what we find is three quarters of New Yorkers have or intend to get the vaccine. A quarter of New Yorkers do not plan to get the vaccine.
The poll finds 55% of New Yorkers think the worst of the COVID-19 crisis is yet to come. 31% have a slightly more positive view, saying the state has turned a corner. The Mets GM has been fired following a sexting scandal.
Mets owner Steve Cohen sent out a tweet just before 8 a.m. that read, "We have terminated Jared Porter this morning." Adding, "In my initial press conference, I spoke about the importance of integrity, and I meant it. There should be zero tolerance for this type of behavior." Cohen, of course, referring to the ESPN report last night that while working for the Cubs 5 years ago, Porter sent dozens of unanswered text messages and photos, including some pictures we can't even describe on the radio, to a woman who at the time was a foreign correspondent covering MLB. ESPN only now broke the story, though it could have come to light 3 years ago, but the woman feared it would ruin her career, so the network sat on it. Well, the woman's no longer in the journalism business and says she came forward to prevent this from happening to anyone else. Again, Jared Porter out as Mets GM just over 5 weeks after he'd been hired. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Time to head back to the bodega. The Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $865 million. That drawing is tonight. The Powerball's up to $730 million. The drawing is tomorrow night. No fare hikes for now. MTA Chairman Pat Foy has announced that the agency has scrapped any plan for a fare increase, citing financial hardships facing riders during the pandemic. This is also because the agency is more hopeful about federal help from the incoming Biden administration and the Democrat-controlled Congress. The Riders Alliance and the Transport Workers Union holding a rally outside MTA headquarters in Manhattan today. They want Governor Cuomo to adopt progressive revenue raisers for the MTA rather than attempt to balance the transit budget through fare hikes and cuts to subway and bus service. Cops are looking for a crew of burglars who broke into the Balenciaga flagship store on Madison Avenue and 59th Street in Manhattan early today. They say as many as nine men smashed their way in through the front door glass. Investigators are still trying to determine what was taken and the exact value of the items.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.